יגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, ואמונתך
Good morning, friends. We're in a week where the lessons are very crucial. We're preparing ourselves for the upcoming Congress. And therefore, the tens on duty are really preparing themselves, trying to push the entire world clean. With us are ten number nine from Petah Tikva, Golan Darom, Ukraine, Kiev number three, Zaporozhye, young group from the United States number 16, and Italy number two, Rav, from the 10th of December 2017. Everything that I receive through the 10, through the structure of my soul. And therefore, I have to arrange my attitude towards the friends, so that everything that I receive through them, I received something that separates us, pushes us away from each other. That's called the burdening of the heart. Now, I have to gather them, bring them back together, in my eyes, the way I feel it, for us to be somehow together. My entire work is that the Creator, He pushes us away and I connect. He pushes away and I connect. And of course, with His help. But I determine. He determines you have now distanced from each other. You now moved away from each other by 2 meters, and I have to connect us back into one body. Workshop question. How can we see reality only through the 10, every moment in life? Again, how is it possible to see reality only through the 10, in every moment in life?
The
perception of reality is a result, it's not an act. It happens when you invest in the 10 in society again and again and yearn to be connected to them, and the more you are with them and the light works, your reality is changed.
Yeah, it's the spiritual kli, it's a person's connection to some kind of thought, spiritual attitude. So the more a person invests into it, the more he builds a kli and a chisaron.
And I'm very happy that we're getting closer to it, sometimes in the opposite way. But it's still a very good achievement.
We simply have to accustom ourselves once again to look through this prism. It happens in many other actions that we do, where habit becomes the second nature, so that the friends will be important in my eyes, and then I'll be able to get used to seeing reality through them.
Yeah. Only through the 10, every moment of our lives, without any room for escape.
It all depends on the extent to which a person tries to give arvut to the friends by annulling himself and seeing the greatness of the friends. He finds out that the friends are giving him the arvut, and only that power allows a person to start seeing reality differently.
It's a matter of developing habit as a second nature for increasing the importance of the Creator on top of everything. Sometimes even if I'm used to seeing things through the tent, it's still inconvenient or uncomfortable. It doesn't make me feel good. But only the importance of the Creator can be the reason that compels you to do it under any circumstances. So if we do this first, and then it translates into any kind of situation, then we can keep it all the time.
Yeah, and the importance of the Creator immediately leads you to the importance of the friends, and when they're important, by thinking about them, you actually start perceiving the entire world not through your will to receive, but through their desires.
So, to the extent of the annulment, dedication to the ten, as much as they become your tool of perception, this is the reality you see.
Yeah. This is what you love. This is where you get your spiritual chisaron from. Any other chisaron is only for one's own benefit. So the connection with the ten is the most important thing for spirituality, if a person really appreciates it.
Gradually, all of reality pushes you to appreciate the structure of the ten, the complete structure of the ten sefirot, the avut, and receive correction there.
This is exactly what I was just thinking about, that we're talking about, and we're saying, yes, see reality through the ten. And how much effort it takes from a person to change his reality and see that spirituality, this is what exists in the ten, the Creator is in the ten, and this is what we want to see through them, and it happens only if you have the importance and the greatness of the friends, the goal, and the Creator, and how important our environment truly is, and that we have to help each other to go back to this perception of reality every moment.
The way things are phrased, there's no question about it. We need a lot of light. We need a prayer that will bring the light.
This is actually the present, the ability to pray, the ability to act out, because the light cancels a person's feeling of suffering, and a person feels eternity and connection. But the ability not to feel it, but to play above it, to make an effort, that's the beauty in creation.
If we make every effort we can to see reality through the ten, then we discover that all of reality is connected to this ability, and everything that happens in reality, even if it seems to us disconnected, if we try to look through the ten, we discover how it's connected to the center of the ten.
Yeah, it's investing in the arvut. It's the light that works by giving a person this perception, allowing him to see that his entire life goes through the ten, through the spiritual structure.
I have nothing new to say. Let's put it this way, to summarize it, you have to let the ten influence you, and this can happen only if you're dedicated and an all before them, and only the light can change your reality.
So after you annul yourself towards it, you have the ability to acquire a chisaron, a spiritual chisaron from them. Otherwise, you have no spiritual chisaron at all. And this is the kli, the real ability to reach a chisaron, and it comes through the ten.
The spiritual lack, the yearning, is what connects us, what fills us, what builds us into a complete patsuf.
And to create this chisaron, in order to make it, we have to turn to the Creator every moment in prayer. We can't do it on our own. On the contrary, the less we succeed in doing it and cry out to the Creator from a true desire, understanding that He's the only one that can help, will advance.
Only through the ten throughout the day, when we can hold each other by mutual prayer. This is what we have to come to.
At the end of the day, the entire day is a collection of moments that we accumulate.
Kibeti be'tfilah ikareh lechol ha'amin.